that was probably true, but it seemed to him that they sure got their money's worth when they did something like that, because it was so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Yes,
they love, well, just like the Catholics, those poor people give the last penny they have to build a big cathedral.
Yeah, to put gold on a cathedral. Uh-huh. Yeah. Did you do this needle punch?
My sister did.
That's so pretty. I
like it. We didn't, you know, stuff it tight enough or something. It needs to be.
Yeah, that's really pretty. I've done some needlepoint and I admire it, you know.
I love needlepoint. Nice. It's something just lasts forever.
So I spent a summer in New England, and I had a roommate. I was going to summer school, and I had a roommate who was British, but except for living in England, she only lived in New England.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to just love to hear me say, "Hi, y'all." I mean, she'd say, "Come on, say it, you know?
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
I was a big celebrity because I was the only one who could say it right.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, I know. You'll sure revert to that. When you just don't realize how important it is to talk around the child.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what they pick up.
Yeah. And you know, my foreign students, the ones that I teach, and I hear I'm supposed to be teaching them how to say things in supposedly standard English, you know, and I know that they must pick up things from me that are just Texas-isms.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to tell them when I can think of it, what things that I know that aren't said this way in other parts of the country. But
the thing that surprises me are those Cajuns in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Have you ever been over there?
No, I haven't.
To have one of them come up and blue eyes and that black hair and light olive skin and talk French.
Yeah.
The French Canadians, you know. And the same way on some of my trips up east and some of those outstanding places, there would be Negroes driving the carts, those transport things, and they'd have that broad English accent. And I asked them where they got it, and they said, "It's English influence. We were lived in England."
Yeah.
And so, whether you're black, white, or whatnot, you're going to revert to way that your environment, I think.
Uh-huh. I think that's true. There was a guy in one of my classes this semester who was a Nigerian. He was really, really black. I mean, he was darker than this, you know. And it sounded to me like he had a British accent.
Mm-hmm.
And even the way he walked was different from American blacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was
Yeah, they're different. They seem different than these Negroes, of course, that are born on and reared on these southern plantations.
Of course, what's his name? This guy in my class was probably rich. I mean, you know, he's probably really well off, or he couldn't have been studying over here.
Well, the southern people, too, talk like Negroes.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard, husband's
They're reared by those Negroes.
My husband's grandparents are from the Deep South, and they sound like
Negroes talk.
Yeah, I was like, of course, they'd be insulted if I were to say that to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't mention it, you know. Don't bring it up.
How long have you been married?
Almost 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
In July.
Mm-hmm. And he goes to school, too?
No, he's an engineer. He works for TI.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he and I really live in Dallas, but I'm down here working on my degree, so we've been part this year. And it's been real hard, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My sister's son is an engineer.
Yeah.
He's with that engineering company in Dallas. I can't think of the name of it.
LTV?
It's an outstanding company in Dallas, and he has charge of the office here.
Not Texas Instruments?
Cotton, something.
Oh.
And